We're going to follow up on a question that we had asked a couple of weeks ago, and that was the question about taking revenge or bearing a grudge. What are the mechanics of the prohibition associated with revenge and grudge? When is it allowed? When is it not allowed? And when are you actually violating? So the Torah told us a couple of weeks ago in the parsha, Lo sikam lo sitars b'nei amecha, v'ahavta reicha kamocha. So the pasuk which tells you about loving your fellow is preceded by taking revenge or bearing a grudge. We said, what is taking revenge? Taking revenge is someone didn't do something for you on a monetary standpoint. And in that scenario, you are going back to me saying, I'm not doing something else for you. From a monetary standpoint, the Gemara's cases, person A says, lend me your axe. Person B says, no. The next day, person B says, lend me your sickle. And person A says, no, you didn't lend me your axe, I'm not doing that. That's a case of revenge. What's the case of Netira? In a scenario, a person says, lend me your axe. He says, no. The next day, he says, can you lend me your sickle? And he says, sure, I'll lend you my sickle. I'm not like you, who didn't lend me anything. That's called the case of bearing a grudge, as opposed to taking revenge. So, in case number one, as we discuss, case number one is where you're doing an action or an inaction because the other person did something to you. In case number two, it's the feeling that you have, and it could potentially be verbal, or it could potentially simply be a feeling that you have that you're reacting to, even though your actions don't dictate it. You might be lending the thing out to the person, but you're letting them know that you're bearing a grudge because of that. So in that scenario, first of all, the Ramchal presents the idea in Mitzvah Sesharim. This is one of the most difficult mitzvahs to handle. Nekama, as we know, revenge is mituka midvash, sweeter than honey, to be able to get, as we call it, sweet revenge from someone. In many cases, as you present it, many times you don't always necessarily want to take revenge, but you'd like revenge to be given over. So many times someone does something to you, you ask the question, would you like to punch that person in the face? You go, no. Would you mind if their face was punched? I wouldn't mind. There's a difference of the two, right? One is that I want to actively do it. So the second thing is if something happened, it wouldn't bother me so much. Either way, you're holding on to something, some level of pain. So without going into the depths of what this mitzvah is actually about, just want to go to some of the mechanics of the halacha itself. This applies to men and women. And you have an obligation to teach your children appropriately, and this is a mitzvah of chinuch on this mitzvah as well. In a scenario where a father tells his son, I don't want you to talk to so-and-so, because he did this to me and that to me. So in that scenario, the son does not actually have to listen to the father, because there's no mitzvah of listening to your parents, of kibud av v'aim, in a scenario they tell you you're going against the Torah. So it's important to note that a parent may say, I don't want you doing something with that person, not because of the fact that they're a bad person, but because they did something to you, which oftentimes you have this in family life. In that scenario, there's no mitzvah to listen to them. There is a permissibility. You're allowed to take nekama or netira from a non-Jew, and so too also from a mesis, a person who tries to sway people away from Judaism, and not because someone who does not believe in the tenets of faith in Judaism, o malshin o mumer l'teyavon, or someone who's a continuous lashon hara person, or mumer l'teyavon, someone who violates Torah mitzvos, even out of the fact that they just like doing those things. In that scenario, even a chote tamid mezer shel b'tshuva, a person who's a regular sinner who doesn't do tshuva, you're actually allowed to take revenge. You're actually allowed to bear a grudge on that individual. Now the Gemara tells us when it comes to bearing a grudge and revenge, the reason why you hate that person is because of the fact they're not doing the will of Hashem, not for some other reason. So you have to do this sparingly in understanding how this actually works. But technically, when the Torah actually tells you about the prohibition of revenge and grudge, it only applies to certain people. It doesn't apply to all Jews. It only applies to some of the Jews, depending on their category of where they stand in scenarios of how well they're actually fulfilling mitzvos. A person may say, but that's not right, that's not fair. The Torah gives you clear guidelines of what the mitzvahs are actually all about. And if you think a mitzvah is just to be a nice person, well, that's not necessarily the mitzvah. There's many aspects of this mitzvah as well. I want to skip to one other part over here. And that is, when it comes to the mitzvah, or the prohibition of netira, of bearing a grudge, as we discussed what that actually is about, the prohibition is not necessarily the scenario that the Gemara gives. The Gemara gives a scenario and says, can I borrow your axe? And the second person says, no. And the next day he says, can I borrow your sickle? And he says, sure, I'll give you my sickle, even though I'm not like you, who doesn't lend these things. So when the Gemara gives that example, it doesn't have to be that he's saying it, but it could just be that he's actually feeling it in his heart. Chashev kach belibo hariza over mishum netira. If you're giving it, and yet in your heart you say, I'm not like you, guy has no idea. But you feel I'm not like you, that means you're still actually prohibited in bearing a grudge. Even though you've done the action that shows that shows that I'm a nice guy, but if in your heart you actually feel this is a prohibition of netira. the onus, the punishment, is on it comes on the tira slave, that which you held in your heart. Therefore, a person has to wipe this idea out. Ki ikar achet natir shmiras eva ukpeid belibo. The main sin of natir, of bearing a grudge, is really feeling the anger inside of you and feeling hurt and trying to take it out within yourself. Even though it's not always so easy to forget what someone had done to you, a person has to come to the realization that he has to be able to do good within the world. Even though there are other people that may be doing bad to him, and may have a reason for why they're doing bad to him, that's not his job. His job is to recall that he has to be able to continue to do good. And a person should realize that all the objects that they have are ultimately coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're coming from Hashem. And so therefore, if a person is not lending this to me, okay, this is what I have to be able to deal with. But the Torah wants you to guide your actions and your heart to the way a person is actually going to fulfill this. Some say that this prohibition of netira, let me just quote this line here, korichuk mechadero, anytime you distance yourself from your fellow or somebody else, kol eila b'chalam tira, when you're doing it because of some sort of hatred, that's called grudge. Avalim rotza l'srachik, but if you want to distance yourself from somebody else because you've had such harsh dealings with that individual and they've constantly caused you pain and you don't want to deal with it, or perhaps you don't want to learn from their actions or to be associated with those individuals, so in that case, there's no prohibition there. That's not called natira. That's just called being smart, and you don't want to be associated with these types of individuals. However, you have to work very hard. You're not holding on to any anger towards the person. Rather, more like, I'm just going to step away from that individual. There are those that say that this prohibition of nekama and natira is ela keshu monea mimenu tova, when you're withholding some good from him, such as borrowing something. He wants to borrow something from you. Aval b'tzar ishi, but when it comes to personal ways you interact with the person, he spoke to you negatively. Ain lo isin natira. Some say there's no prohibition of bearing a grudge. This is the big one that you put in highlights over here. What does that mean? That perhaps, according to many poskim, the prohibition of nekama and natira, revenge and grudge, is associated with monetary issues, whether it's items or monetary things that you're giving a person. But if a person yelled at you and screamed at you and made fun of you, you're allowed to actually bear a grudge on that individual. You can even take revenge on that individual for something they did. Maybe not physical revenge, maybe not withholding money, but in that scenario, you're actually allowed to. Kamoshe matzoi, b'karvene adam, shem eskotim, chaverim, people that fight with their friends. V'abavish, amidus, chasidus, al adam, even though perhaps it is amidus, chasidus, it's a nice thing to do, to overcome these things. Me'ikar adin mutter, liskar, sadvarim, blibo, if someone degraded you, someone yelled at you, someone said any type of verbal type of abuse to you, it's okay if you don't actually hold on to it. Even though it's not ideal from a health standpoint, but you're actually not in violation of bearing a grudge if a person used some type of verbal abuse on you. That's one view, but the other side says, even on individual personal things that someone does to you, we should try to actually let that go. Many people felt that even verbal things, that perhaps there is a prohibition there. So if you're struggling and you're not sure if I'm actually violating revenge or grudge, so if it's monetary, it definitely is. If it's emotional, that's related to something someone said to you, then in that case there is a dispute, and if it's really difficult for you, perhaps there's leniency for it. Of course, one should try to cleanse themselves as much as they can.